probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Hey friends, welcome to Pardon the Mess. This is Cynthia Yanoff, and guess what? This is the very last week of the prayer journal. It is week 37, and here we are. We are praying the key to walking with God, and I am just so excited this is where we're going to land. And it's Psalm 15 that it's based in out of the prayer journal, but let me just tell you ahead of time, we're going to hit Psalm 16 at the end. But Psalm 15, the first two verses, I'm reading them out of the NLT. Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Okay, and so I love David. He's asking kind of in a literary device kind of way, like repeating the question, like, how do I get in your presence? How do I get in your tabernacle? How do I dwell with you? How do I abide with you, Lord? And he's asking this from this place of searching and just this earnest angst of wanting to be in the presence of God. And then he says these words, those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. And you think about that if you're like me and you're like, well, I'm in trouble then, because like if you can only walk with God and be in his presence, if you lead a blameless life and do what's right, speaking truth with sincere hearts, on any given day, I'm missing the mark on every single one of those. And that's why I want to talk to you about it. And I've read a bunch of commentaries kind of reading about this, but at the end of the day, David knows what we need to know. And I just want to make sure as we wrap up this school year that we know that the only way that we are righteous and blameless and that we can walk with the Lord is through salvation, is through understanding and belief that Jesus died on the cross for us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the way to walk with the Lord, first and foremost. You've got to know that we are separated from God by our sin. And the only way back to reconciliation with him is through belief in Jesus and asking forgiveness for our sins and coming before him and saying like, listen, I've got nothing without you, Jesus. And I just encourage us right now in this moment, like you can pray all the prayers, listen to all the podcasts, try to do all the right things. But like, if we haven't accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can't walk with God. And I just want that to be resolved for all of us. And if that is not resolved for you, now's the moment. There's no special perfect words. You just pray and ask Jesus, like, come into my life. I want to live with you eternally. I want to walk with you today and for all eternity. Whatever I need to do, Lord, do that in my life. And I trust you and I give my life to you and I commit to you, right? And so there's no right words. And if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then right now is the time to pray that. And you can reach out to me. I would love to do that with you, but you don't need me. Just stop in this moment and pray. And we'd celebrate that. And that's the thing we pray for our kids this week, you guys. That's what we're praying over our kids, that above all else, all the things that we prayed this year, number one is that they know Jesus, right? And so that's where we start and end. That's the beginning and the end, right? Is trust and belief in Jesus, Lord and Savior. But then after that, we have prayed a lot this year for our kids. And I just love all these different topics. I'm going to read you some of the things we prayed for our kids just to remind you. But we've been praying the key to thanksgiving and wisdom and contentment and purity, living with purpose, failing, measuring up, friendships, joy, influence, trusting God, giving and taking advice, struggling, identity. Like we have prayed and prayed these things over our kids. And I'm just so grateful to have done this with you. And so this last week, as we talk about walking with God, and if we know Jesus is our Lord and Savior and we're walking with God, what does that look like practically? And so I'm going to just wrap it up by telling you kind of a story. I was thinking about like walking with God. What does it really look like? And I started thinking literally of walking. And you've heard me probably say this before if you've been on this podcast long, listened, but let me share this with you. In my neighborhood, I talk about when I go walking that there's like a prairie land, like a little preserved area, and it's very small. And I need to give you like a little bit of background because like I live in the center of Dallas, Texas. And so there, this is like very, very urban. And so there's like a major tollway freeway that goes within walking distance of my house. There's retail all around me. There's country club, you know, within 5 or 10 minutes on either side of me, like literally in the middle of the city. Okay. So it's not like this beautiful picturesque, I'm out in the country, like I'm in the city, but within my very bustling neighborhood is a small little preserved area that is a nature preserve. And it has like a little church chapel that was built. Think Little House on the Prairie. That's what it kind of looks like. A little church chapel that was built many, 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 many years ago. And in that area, there's a windmill. There's these beautiful fields with wildflowers. There's a cemetery. And then there's a little stream that goes through with a bridge. And when I go walking, I literally walk through the chaos of my neighborhood and people and cars and all the things, dogs and all the stuff. And I'm listening to the loud, noisy tollway next to me. And then I get in this nature preserve and it like takes me back, right? Just takes me back to those years and years and years ago when this was all built and when they started to preserve it and when this little chapel was built. And so I've stopped so many times on this little bridge overlooking this little stream and just prayed and asked different things of God. And one particular time when we were in the really the hardest days of foster care, when we were 99.9% sure the little boy that we loved and adored was leaving and going back to a different situation, I remember stopping at that bridge. I'd gone walking to clear my head. I stopped at that bridge and I just like started crying. And I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to reconcile that you're good if you're going to allow this to happen, for him to go to a place that we know to not be safe. And I just had a really honest, raw conversation and I was tearing up and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to walk away from this well. And I just felt like the Lord told me to go down by the stream. And this, I'm not one of those people that like often says the Lord was telling me to do this. And I went, like, I wasn't sure, but I knew he was telling me to walk down by the stream. So I did. And mind you, this is probably a little weird, right? Because my neighbors are still walking by and all the things. But I was reminded like instantly, this vivid reminder of how the Israelites, they crossed over, right? The sea parted and they crossed over on dry land and they built a memorial. They built an altar and they had stones, right? And they had those stones of remembrance so they'd never forget what God had done. They picked up stones from the dry land and the river they'd crossed. And so I felt like the Lord was saying, like, stack some stones, sister. And so I picked up a stone and I was instantly reminded of when my husband was in a horrible car wreck and he survived. And then another stone for when he had meningitis and encephalitis and was sick for months in ICU, but recovered. And another stone for something that happened financially in our family that the Lord dealt with many years ago. And then another stone for some things that went on in my family and stone after stone. And I just knew the Lord was saying, like, listen, look at the stones. Look at what you're building. I have been faithful all of your days. My character will not change. It was an assurance that he was going to do what I wanted him to do in this foster care situation. But it was an assurance that when you walk with God and when you trust him and you cling to him, he's good and he's faithful. And so there I stood crying and stacking the stones and being reminded by the Lord that he is good and he can be trusted. And you know how the story ends. Eventually we were able to adopt our son. And I don't want you to hear this wrong, that everything's always turned out right. I've gotten the healing or the right job or it hasn't. Like, I've had to walk the really hard places, but I've walked him with God, right? And you've walked him with God and you've walked those hard places and you've seen it. And sometimes you just got to stop and you've got to stack some stones and be reminded, like, God is faithful. And I've, since that time, many times walked and stopped over that bridge and I've stopped in hard places and I've stopped in places that amazing things are happening and I've thanked the Lord. But it's kind of been my quiet solitude and walking with God. And I think that's what we're talking about. That's what walking with God is. That's literally what it looks like for me. But even metaphorically, it's being able to go and walk with him day after day and say, I don't get it some days, Lord. And some days, Lord, I'm celebrating you and thank you. And some days, like, Lord, I don't know how I'm still going to love you if this goes the way I think it's going to go. And him reminding us, stop and stacks and stones, remember who I am. And that's how we walk with him day in, day out, highs, lows, ups, downs. That's what we want in our own lives. That's what we want for our kids. And so as I was reading through our psalm, well, actually, funny enough, I was reading the wrong psalm. I was reading Psalm 16, but I'm so glad I was because I think the Lord wanted me there. But let me go back to Psalm 15, the one that we're supposed to be on today. David is so good about just saying, like, listen, if you want to walk with God, you've got to be blameless and do what's right, man. You got to speak truth from the heart. You can't slander people around you. You can despise the vile people and honor those who fear the Lord, but keep your word. Keep your word even when it hurts. And lend generously, accept no bribes. Like, he's just talking, like, very practically, what does it mean to walk with God? And I'm so thankful for David. And man, I don't know about you, but just this whole year of doing the Psalms has been such a gift to me. And just hearing David speak into the hard places, the good places, and how do we walk with God? Like, he's giving us a masterclass on how to walk with God. And so in Psalm 16, which I didn't mean to read, but I did, but I'm so glad I did. And he talks about, it starts with this. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. So he's obviously in a hard spot again. Something's not going well for him. He's taking refuge in the Lord. And he goes on to say, you are my Lord. Like, he's preaching himself a sermon right there. You hear that? You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. And we've talked about this before, but sometimes we need to preach sermons to ourselves. And David's preaching a sermon himself, reminding himself, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. He's talking about if you go after other things and other gods, like, you will increase your sorrows. But he goes on to say, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Oh, and those are some of, I think, maybe my very favorite verses right there. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. And so I want to end with that and say, you guys, we've gone through a year praying through our kids, and I'm just hoping that you can look back and see the places where God is faithful. I know I can. I can see very specific places where I prayed for my kids and my family and myself, and the Lord has answered them. I know that's the case for you because so many of you have emailed me and texted me the things you're praying, messaged me, things you're praying of your family. And so I'm so grateful. Share that with your kids. Share it with your spouse. Share it with people that, like, you have prayed and the Lord has been faithful. Stack the stones, right? But this whole idea, the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places for us. And I would just love to take a few minutes today and for you to think about that after maybe you've done listening here. Thank the Lord for where the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. And ask him, like, how do you want me to walk with you? How can I do this better? How can I lead my family to walk with you? And so as we wrap up this last one, I just want to share with you, if you've been watching social media at all, my social, maybe listening to the Thursday podcast, you know that there's been a big announcement we've been talking about. And the big announcement, I want to make sure, if you don't listen to Thursday podcast, I want to tell you today on this podcast is that I am no longer going to be with Pardon the Mess after May. I know, right? And so this is one of those times, these steps of obedience and walking with God, where I am absolutely sure he's called me into a new season, into something different. And it is borderline crushing. Believe you me, I've had to take lots of walks and I've stopped on the bridge many times and asked the Lord, like, are we sure about this? But I just know he's leading me to a different road. And so I am handing off Pardon the Mess to Courtney DeFeo, and she is awesome. I couldn't love her more. She loves Jesus. She loves family and parenting and all the things, and you are going to adore her. And so she will be taking over Pardon the Mess, and amazing things are coming your way. And I just love that as I wrap up my time on Pardon the Mess, literally one of the very last podcasts I do is talking about walking with God, because that is my prayer for all of us, that we will walk with God. And sometimes that walk makes sense and we understand it and we're trotting along fine. And sometimes the Lord asks us to walk places that are unknown and different and we're not sure of, and we can't see the ending yet. And that's a spot for me right now. And I'm guessing there's many of you listening that are being asked to walk into a place that's maybe unknown or a little scary or maybe a little questionable, not sure why. And so I want you to know that is part of walking with God. I have a quote I've been using recently, I've been saying, but it's by Barnhouse, and it says 90% of knowing the will of God consists in willingness to do it before it's known. That's walking with God, you guys, willingness to do it before it's known. That's everything in parenting, right? Half of what we do is doing it before it's known. And so my prayer for you guys is that you will continue to walk with the Lord, that we will pray over our kids. Oh man, pray over your kids. That's the most important thing we can do. Keep listening to this podcast. Great things are coming. As we wrap up, I am going to read our psalm and end by praying for us. Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He who walks is blameless, and he who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong, who casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this school year, praying for our kids. Thank you, Lord, that you have been so good to us. And yes, we have been rattled and we have had hard places, but we have not been shaken. Our feet are on your firm foundation. Lord, I pray for every person listening, Lord, that you will bless them, that they will know this time has been worthy. Lord, they will know you. If they have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, that you will prompt them in this moment to do that. I pray for each one of our kids, Lord, that they know you. They know you so they can walk with you. Lord, that you can be the righteousness on our behalf and on behalf of our kids. So thank you for that, Lord. Lord, thank you that the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places for us. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for David. Thank you for all the different psalmists and the psalms and how it has impacted us this year. And I just pray, Lord, we continue to pray over the summer for our kids. And we honor you well. And I pray for Pardon the Mess, Lord, and every person that's been listening and following. And I just pray that you'll continue to bless this ministry and Courtney as she comes on and does this podcast, Lord, and for all the people that will continue listening. I'm so grateful, Lord. Thank you for that. And I just pray, Lord, as I move forward, that your hand will guide and you will just make the path clear. In your precious name we pray, amen. All right, you guys, love you. We know your days are busy. As always, thank you for joining us as we pardon the mess.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.